Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You are listening to the Open Up Podcast.
Hello, I'm Gemma Kearney and you're listening to Open Up, an extra. So it's not the usual Open Up podcast, it's just like a little bit of something that we've talked about along the way, managed to record it and wanted to give you in your ears. We hope that you're enjoying Open Up and that you're sharing it with your crew and your mates and your friends on Facebook, etc. using the Open Up hashtag. This one is all about loving nature. Yep. I do really love it. I'm a hippie. And how trees can actually make you happy. They genuinely can. I'm talking to Holly from the Woodland Trust, an organisation who are dedicated to preserving nature, particularly when it comes to trees.
Hashtag Team Open!
I was on tour in a yellow double-decker bus visiting schools talking about life. My book's quite emotive and a lot of people are asking me lots of different questions, from heartbreak to admitting that they've been bullied for the first time. And something that came up a couple of times is quite a taboo subject, grief and loss. And I think people find it really hard to talk about bereavement, and I don't think that people think about how it affects really young people. And one particular boy who was 13 asked me what he could do to kind of help channel his sadness about losing a friend of his. I just came up with the idea that he should get together with some of the family of the deceased and plant a tree so that the memory lives on. And I just thought I would quite like to do that.
I can remember the first time I planted a tree. I actually ended up helping a colleague plant her first tree, and that was mine as well. So it's something that we've always shared. It's a very emotive kind of memory to actually put something in the ground that's going to be there for years and years to come.
So nice, honestly. And actually, a friend of mine was talking to me just the other day. We were away for the weekend together, and she was saying she's really happy because she's bought a house with her husband-to-be, and they're laying their roots, you know, like metaphorically and literally, and they're really excited and they're making it beautiful. And she says, oh, it makes my heart ache a little bit every time I plant something into the ground in the garden, including a couple of trees, just in case we ever move, because those trees are becoming our friends.
Do you have any particularly emotive memories connected with trees? Has there been a time that you've kind of turned to woods or trees?
My friend Brigitte Aphrodite, who is just a phenomenon of a human being, I love her. She invented, during quite a hard patch in her life, this type of sport called frunning. So it's totally coined by her copyright, Brigitte Aphrodite, and it's fun running. And it's kind of part dance, part improv, part shimmy. Just do whatever you want, like go out, find the park. We were living in East London at the time. We'd wear ridiculous clothes. One day she took it too far and she wore like a pair of massive Wonder Woman pants over her actual leggings, which were already really 80s clashing print. And I was like, you've taken it too far. Like, you're going to get us like in trouble. And often we would seek solace after doing star jumps or just whatever moves that we'd invented, including like the bogle lunge. We would find a tree and give it like a really big hug, and particularly massive ones that would like reach further than our biggest hug would just be such a moment of like, ah, yeah. Like, we can stop for a minute, we can catch our breath. And I think when you're doing exercise, you feel so earthy in a way, like you feel quite primal, so it makes sense to hug a tree. And I really love hugging a tree. I'm just a stark raving hippie, really.
That's amazing. That's great. We need more people like that, definitely. There's been a European report that is about how trees and woods and green spaces help with mental health and well-being. And something that I really liked in that is they referred to them as unrecognised healers. So we kind of just, we don't realise that they're lowering our blood pressure when we're walking through a green space or anything like that. But they do help in that way. It's great to know that people do agree, and when they actually think about it, it's there. Do you feel that with young people especially, there's not enough greenery in their life, that perhaps they're not getting out there enough?
I think it really depends on where you are regionally. So I mentioned the tour that I went on last week, and it's still so fresh in my mind because I found it invigorating. And I think one of the best weeks of my life in terms of feeling hopeful about the future. You might be listening. In Yorkshire, for example, I went to Rydale, an amazing school in a beautiful village, and they enjoyed that, and it was just part of their lives. So I think it depends, and we need to protect our green spaces. We need to protect our nature. What can we do, Holly? Tell me, because I want to know. I'm cancelling the rest of my day. I'm not going to any meetings now. I just want to go and hug some trees and plant some. But if people are listening and they feel moved, like, what are the practical tips?
It is day-to-day things like making sure that you are caring for your environment, putting things in the bin. If you use a woodland to walk your dog, you know, clear up after them, make sure you're respectful, because at the end of the day, green spaces are for everyone. So it's not just somebody who walks a dog or somebody goes for a jog. It's also families having a picnic. You know, it's organised outings and sports and things like that. I love going into parks and seeing people playing football and using the trees as goalposts or resting under them on a summer day. It's, you know, they are for everyone. And that's why our trees are free for people to visit, because we just think if they are there, they're a resource, they are for people to use.
What about if you want to either protect a green area in your community or maybe even begin one?
I think in terms of creating a wood and making their space greener, we give away free tree packs to schools and communities. So if you have a green space, it's so easy for somebody to apply on our website, and they will get a pack of trees, and that will vary from a small pack like 20 to 420. And that means you can get muddy, get stuck in, actually plant it yourself. And what's great about doing that with schools is those children can come back and revisit it when they've even left that school and say, I helped create that. And it is that sense of ownership and pride that you get in thinking that you've transformed the area.
And that's never going to get old. I don't think that that would ever be boring. You would never be ashamed. You would never not be happy to have started a small wood. Like, that is epic.
And it echoes through the generations as well. So you'd be able to tell your children and your grandchildren that this is something I've worked towards. So
it reminds me of the beekeeping extract in my book, where I spoke to a 15-year-old girl called Becca, who was just wicked. Like, she was awesome. I loved chatting to her because she had such a dedication to the understanding of, like, the complex system of beekeeping, which is kind of everlasting in terms of how much you can learn about it, and also, like, how important bees are to the planet. Not just that, though, it bonded her to her family. Like, she started beekeeping with her dad when she was really little, and it's something that she will always have as a part of her life, which includes having loads of honey, which is just so nice. And again, it connected her family. It connected her to a group of people all over the world that she wouldn't necessarily have without it. And I just think that these things can just be so beneficial for kind of social fun and togetherness benefits, as well as the actual planet. Come on!
Let's do it. Let's get out there.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Open Up Podcast.
I got it! You are listening to the Open Up Podcast. Okay, okay, okay.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah.